News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. State Representative Kim Lasada tells us there's much to celebrate when it comes to 2017, but still plenty of work to do here in 2018. The Bainbridge Township Republican tells us her biggest regret for last year was the failure of the State House to approve auto insurance reform.
I have asked leadership if we're going to continue to work on auto no-fault reform, and it's of great importance in my district, our district. I know that just from knocking on doors. That was the number one issue that I heard from the constituents.
An accomplishment Lasada's proud of is a plan from her and State Rep Dave Pagel to close a property tax loophole being exploited by second homeowners.
The greatest part of that is that all that money that is received goes directly to the schools.
Lasada tells us other points of success for state lawmakers last year were reforms to teacher pensions and work to force Michigan universities to have sexual assault policies. That's another thing she wants to continue pushing in 2018. Congressman Fred Upton maintaining much was accomplished in Washington throughout 2017. His office has released the 2017 Year in Review report, which can be found on its website. Upton says, quote, 2017 was a transformational year, but my focus never wavered from local initiatives such as helping constituents with problems big and small and on bipartisan policies that create jobs and improve our economy. Upton then predicts both parties will work together throughout 2018 to solve problems everyone cares about. Among accomplishments Upton wants to highlight for last year are helping South Haven's Jim McLuhan get a Medal of Honor, his role with the Fuel Economy Harmonization Act, a plan that he says is designed to reduce manufacturing costs for cars, and the FDA Reauthorization Act. And we'll have a link to his yearly report at WSJM.com. The frigid temperatures are not just uncomfortable, they're also a big health risk. Here's Michigan News Network health reporter Dr. Deanna Leitz.
The cold weather causes the blood vessels to narrow, decreasing blood flow to your fingers and toes, leading to frostnip or frostbite. And it doesn't take long. Frostbite can occur on exposed skin in less than 10 minutes. Providence Hospital emergency doctor Rose Kwu says rewarming the affected area should cause circulation to return. However,
if you're having any blisters, sort of like a second degree burn, pop up in the first 24 hours, you definitely need to see a physician about that.
The best advice is to stay indoors as much as possible. If you must go out, dress in layers. Dr. Deanna Leitz, the Michigan News Network.
It's now registration time for the 2018 program of Girls on the Run, Southwest Michigan. Girls on the Run Southwest Michigan director Julie Boss tells us the girls who sign on to go to two sessions a week each week learn life skills as they prepare for the big 5K run in the spring.
It is an after-school program, and the girls will be meeting either at a public school, private school. We do have some faith-based organizations that are involved and some other after-school type programs, but it's usually immediately following school. They'll do that hour and a half, and then parents will come pick them up.
Boss tells us studies have shown girls in the runs highly effective when it comes to teaching girls self-worth and how to be a good community members. This year's 5K will be in May in Berrien Springs. They'll also have an event for Van Buren, Cass, and St. Joe counties in June. We'll have a link to their website at WSJM.com. The animal control shelter in Van Buren County is shut down to the public for the time being because of an outbreak of parvo. That's an intestinal illness that's affecting dogs at the Hartford facility. Van Buren County Sheriff's Department Lieutenant Jim Sharon tells us two dogs have died. They have about eight dogs there right now.
They're being treated and they're being quarantined right now, so any new dogs that come in, we don't have a lot of space, so we're trying to limit that and then keep them separated the best we can.
The public's not allowed at the shelter until the outbreak is over. Sharon tells us it's so that people don't bring the illness home and then affect their own pets. Sharon tells us the Van Buren County outbreak was started by a stray dog that was brought into the shelter. If you got caught up in some snarled traffic in the Benton Harbor area Saturday, the issue was a damaged sign on I-94. Michigan Department of Transportation tells us it shut down westbound 94 for several hours Saturday after a semi hit a highway sign near the Napier Avenue exit. It was the large sign that sits on a metal framework that goes over all the lanes. The semi crash was Friday night. By the next afternoon, MDOT had decided the whole sign needed to come down because of destabilization. The agency got some cranes out there to get that work done while the police rerouted drivers off the highway through the Pipestone on-ramp. MDOT says so far it has no timetable for replacing the sign. And changes are needed to Michigan's tax code following passage of a massive overhaul of the federal tax code. Lieutenant Governor Brian Cowley tells us he expects quick action when state lawmakers get back to Lansing.
The Michigan tax code is attached to the federal tax code. So when they make changes, those changes can filter down on Michigan. And so we'll have to make some changes to accommodate the federal tax cut that just happened.
The changes that need to be made involve making sure individuals in Michigan can still claim personal deductions on the state level to avoid having to pay more in state income taxes. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
Market recap and stocks of local interest for Tuesday, January 2nd. U.S. stocks rose with technology shares leading the way. Analyst upgrades pushed consumer discretionary stocks higher as well. Investors are looking ahead to Wednesday's release of Federal Open Market Committee December meeting minutes and U.S. non-farm payroll numbers out on Friday. The dollar and oil closed lower while gold finished up. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power down $1.13 at $72.44, Express One up 90 cents at $92.49, and J.P. Morgan up $1.06 at $108. GE up 54 cents at $17.99, IBM up 85 cents at $154.27, and Microsoft up 41 cents at $85.95. Fifth Third up 9 cents at $30.43, Chemical Financial up 7 cents at $53.54. Stryker up $3.04 at $157.88, and Whirlpool down 66 cents at $167.98. For the session, the NASDAQ was up 103 points at 7,006, the S&P 500 up 22 points at 2,695, and the Dow was up 104 points at 24,824. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lions, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. After four decades, the GOP's longest-serving senator has announced he's retiring. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
Utah Senator Orrin Hatch announcing his retirement from the U.S. Senate.
I'm deeply grateful for the privilege you've given me to serve as your senator these last four decades.
Hatch making the announcement in a video posted on Twitter, adding,
"Every good fighter knows when to hang up the gloves."
He says he's looking forward to spending more time with his family and will retire at the end of his term, which is later this year. The 83-year-old began serving in the U.S. Senate in 1977. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Meanwhile, the White House says President Donald Trump is, quote, very sad that Orrin Hatch has decided to leave the Senate rather than run for re-election this year. The U.S. voices support for protests in Iran. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from New York, where the U.S. is calling for United Nations involvement.
As anti-government protests spread in the streets, U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley applauded what she called the tremendous courage of the Iranian people.
The people of Iran are crying out for freedom. All freedom-loving people must stand with their cause.
She said the U.S. would call for emergency sessions of the U.N. Security and Human Rights Councils amid a crackdown on the demonstrations. U.S. support risks tainting the protesters as foreign agents, a term Iran's leaders could use to discredit them. And already the Supreme Leader has blamed the protests on enemies of Iran. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Iranians take to the street in the biggest demonstrations in nearly a decade. Residents of the increasingly tense capital say they sympathize with the protesters' economic grievances and anger at official corruption. The Associated Press spoke to Iranians in Tehran on today, the sixth day of protests that have been seen. So far, 21 people have been killed and hundreds arrested. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says if North Korea carries out another missile test, more measures must be imposed on the regime there. At a U.N. news conference, Haley was asked about South Korea's proposal of direct talks with the North.
We won't take any of the talks seriously if they don't do something to ban all nuclear weapons in North Korea. We consider this to be a very reckless regime. We don't think we need a Band-Aid, and we don't think we need to smile and take a picture. We think that we need to have them stop nuclear weapons, and they need to stop it now. So North Korea can talk with anyone they want, but the U.S. is not going to recognize it or acknowledge it until they agree to ban the nuclear weapons that they have.
That's U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. President Donald Trump claiming credit for the fact there were no airline passenger jet deaths in 2017. An AP fact check finds the safety improvements are largely responsible. 47 years ago today, a federal ban on tobacco commercials on radio and TV went into effect, but ABC's Jim Ryan says the messages are still out there. They're just in cyberspace.
Marlboro, the cigarette that gives you...
If you ever get nostalgic for the iconic cowboy with his hat and horse, just log on to the Marlboro website. Say you're old enough to smoke and you'll find the Marlboro Man, along with promotions, coupons, even games. Advocacy groups urge parents to monitor their kids' use of internet and social media to ensure they aren't exposed to tobacco ads 47 years after they were kicked off the airwaves.
It's ABC's Jim Ryan. An Indiana woman has filed a lawsuit after she was fired over her reaction to a co-worker with body odor. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow.
It sounds like a script from Seinfeld.
This is unbelievable, beyond.
I know.
A staffer at the Marion County Magistrate Court says a co-worker's so-called obnoxious chronic body odor was a distraction in the office. Amber Bridges alerted supervisors. They did nothing, so she took matters into her own hands, installing air fresheners around the office. Months later, the office complaints turned to the air fresheners, and soon after, Bridges was fired. Now she's suing, saying her firing was outrageous and malicious, and it was not in accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
And no big surprise regarding which movie won the final box office weekend of 2017. Here's ABC's Christopher Watson with the numbers.
It's time for the Jedi to end.
Moviegoers don't think so. Star Wars The Last Jedi, number one at the box office for a third straight week. $68.5 million over the holiday weekend, bringing its domestic earnings to just over $533 million, the most of any film in 2017, with global earnings topping $1 billion.
We got sucked into Jumanji.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle's no slouch. A strong second place finish with $66.5 million through New Year's Day. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.